Fans, if you're around Original Joe's in North Beach, absolutely, absolutely check it out. The great John Dugan, the most unique restaurateur in anywhere in Northern California, and I say in California as well. They've expanded their outdoor dining. Everything is safe. Everything is socially distant. People are wearing masks. Everything is very careful. But they've expanded the outdoor dining now, so it's really nice where they're looking right at Washington Square Park. So absolutely check it out. And up in Westlake, back to the takeout, grab and go, and everything else. They put the food right in your car, and you can see John Dugan out there as well. So for Westlake and San Mateo County, back to grab and go and ordering off the menu. But absolutely, Original Joe's having the best they can do. Believe me, it's the best they can do. And North Beach, John Dugan sent me a nice video. And who knows, you may see one of the Giants pitchers there, as John says every once in a while. His initials are JC, so I'll leave it at that. All right, coming up now, and pleasure to join us on the show, and that is Bill Lasky. And Bill, we've been on so many shows together all year long, and it looks like maybe we're finally getting to the point where we're going to do what we're supposed to do, and that is pregames and postgames.
Yeah, Marty, I'm really excited for next weekend. And, of course, baseball on TV Monday and Tuesday, some exhibition games. And come Thursday, Kershaw against Cueto. I'm very excited to see what kind of baseball we're going to watch. And the competition, again, against the Dodgers right off the bat should really get some interest in the Bay Area.
So, look, you've been through so many opening days in your career and being involved in baseball, even at this level as well. Do you have any opening day feeling, you know, sort of that it's coming up? We got a couple of exhibition games, and then they play for real on Thursday. Believe it or not, I'm actually saying that.
Well, they always say if you don't have jitters, you're not nervous. And I tell you what, every opening day, even in the bullpen warming up before the games, you're jittery. It's just like that first day of Little League. That's the excitement of opening day. It doesn't matter if there's one fan out there or not. It's opening day, and these guys are seeing a 60-game season. So in front of that, they have to get out and stay hot and get hot, and this team has to start winning right off the bat. And, of course, playing the Dodgers the first four games, their test is going to be very quick in this four-game series.
What's your take on the Giants so far? You know, how you feel about them? And look, we haven't seen them. You know, normally we can see them. We could feel it. We could stand next to them and feel what's going on. Do you have any thoughts about the Giants right now?
Well, I think you and I both have been watching all the reports coming out of all the Carey Crowley did some great stuff. John Shea, Henry, Andrew Baggerly, they're all really putting out a lot of quality things and watching videos and things like that. And it just looks like it's a good brand of baseball. Yesterday, Samardzija threw, said they really didn't throw the ball that hard, 88, 89. So I'm really just watching how these reports are coming out. Johnny Cueto, the same thing. I'm interested in seeing how these starting pitchers are going to throw, how many pitches they're going to go. And then we really have to define the bullpen. And of course, you with me, Marty, I'm talking pitching all the time. So I just want to see what some of these roles are coming into the season, as well as who's going to be the closer. We don't even know if it's going to be Watson or Rogers. On the other hand, some minor injuries with Longoria and Belt. I'm hoping those guys will be ready by Thursday. And let's see if Yastrzemski can play center field on a full basis.
What about Dubon? When I say his name, I see his face. I see enthusiasm. You've been around players like that, and they're young. They may not understand what they're getting into, you know, on a full-time basis. Have you seen guys like this before? But they have that enthusiasm for they love the game.
They sure do, Marty. It's energy, and you see it on their smile of their face, and you see him hustling every play out, working his tail off. He's that type of guy that, I tell you what, stole him from Milwaukee, I really believe. He's got so much talent, and he's young, and the speed, and then putting him out in center field, going into gaps, catching balls. I can't wait to see this guy play on a regular basis. Of course, we got spoiled a little bit last year. Can he play second base every day? Can he fill in with Crawford at short? You know, the guys on the field are watching that daily, and I'm sure he's going to be moved around a few places, and if he stays hot with the bat, why not keep him in that lineup?
You ever been around a guy like that? You know, the young kid, and you just wonder what the ability is, but he's got that smile and he just can't wait to get on the field.
Well, I tell you, the one guy we all know is Will Clark. He brought that energy in his first day in the big leagues. And when he came to spring training, he came in as a winner from Mississippi State, and he brought that electricity right in that clubhouse. That's the kind of guy I think Dubon could be like. And Will was that guy, Robbie Thompson, Matt Williams right behind him. It's just that air of them. It's just that that confidence they bring. And it doesn't matter if they played one day or 1,000 days in the big leagues. Those are the guys that really dominate that locker room to get everybody fired up. You know, Hunter Pence, same kind of guy. You know, he's been in baseball for how many years, but he still brings that electric attitude with him. And those are things that spark teams. Those are teams that get winning streaks working. So you and I will definitely be watching that as the season progresses. And the first couple games here, Monday, Tuesday, I'm anxious to see him in live on TV. So that's the closest you and I have been to him.
Yeah, well, we get to watch him, and we'll get the feeling. But you talk about sparks and things that can happen. This is tomorrow will be the anniversary of a great Major League debut. And that's a Giants rookie right-hander, Juan Marichal. Yes, with the great Juan Marichal. Bill, he one-hits the Phillies at Candlestick Park 2-0. Phillies' lone hit is a two-out eighth-inning single by a pinch hitter, Clay Dalrymple, who pinch hit for Cal Neiman, the other catcher. And he got the hit with two out in the eighth inning. But you talk about a spark of a team who led the Giants to the whole decade of the 60s. It's Juan Marichal. And we're lucky enough to have with us today someone we love, that you and I love dearly, and I've gotten to know, and you've worked with him so much. And he was the catcher that day for the San Francisco Giants at Candlestick, and that is the great Hobie Landreth. Hobie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. Hobie, you caught Marichal at his debut. And tell us a little bit about what you saw with Marichal and getting to the information that, hey, you're going to catch this guy that day. And, of course, how the game progressed.
Well, I remember it like it was just a few days ago. I remember the pregame where the center fielder and shortstop and pitcher and catcher and the pitching coach and the manager sit down and they go over all the hitters. And I remember going over the Phillies lineup, informing Marichal what I felt were the batter's weaknesses. And the purpose of this is to give him something to focus on, which will lessen his nervousness. I mean, he was a 21-year-old rookie making his major league debut, and we went over all that. When the game started, I was amazed how cool he was. And then when I saw him warm up a little bit, I noticed he threw balls overhand, three quarters, and sidearm. And he had a fastball, curve, slider, and a screwball that he used for a changeup. And like it was yesterday, I remember in the eighth inning, he had the Phillies shut out and no hit, and catcher Dalrymple came up, and I called a curveball, and he threw the curveball exactly where I wanted it. But Dalrymple hit a line drive out of the reach of the second baseman into center field for a base hit.
Wow. Hobie, you called the curveball. Why didn't you call a screwball?
Well, that was one of Dalrymple's weaknesses, supposedly.
Hey, Hobie, this is Bill Lasky. How are you doing, my friend? I'm glad you joined Marty and I tonight. I just want to know one thing. Did Juan Marichal sting that hand of yours catching that day?
Well, I don't remember my hand hurting, but I remember him responding to most all of the directions that I gave him, and I was amazed at his control. He threw from three different locations, and he threw three of his pitchers from all three of those locations. So, in actuality, he had maybe nine pitches plus his screwball. Most often, he hit the target, and he's the best pitcher I ever caught.
Hobie, what about the leg kick? Well, was it? Could you pick the ball up even as the catcher with the leg kick?
Well, I visited that statue at at the ballpark, and when I see that leg kick, it kind of reminds me of sitting behind the plate and catching him. It didn't bother me, but I think it bothered the hitters.
Hey, Hobie, are you getting excited for Major League Baseball to get back on television so you can watch a little live baseball?
You bet. You bet. You know, Bill, as you know, I'm 90 years old, and other than having mobile difficulties, I feel real good, but I'm sure looking forward to watching some Major League games, even though it's going to be a lot different.
Boy. Hobie Landreth with us, caught Juan Marichal in his debut in 1960. Boy, the anniversary coming up tomorrow. Boy, hard to believe. That'd be 60 years ago. Holy cow. 60 years
That's
ago.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, we had a gentleman on the show, and he's a big Mets expert. And he told me, he asked me, do you know who hit the first walk-off home run in New York Mets history? And I said, no. And he said it was off of Warren Spahn, the great Hall of Fame left-hander, and it was, in fact, Hobie Landreth. Wow, how about that?
Oh, that's a very, very pleasant memory. Yeah. I had a fan letter, and the fan did some research, and he said that I hit over 400 against Spahn and Bob Gibson. And he said, that'll be something you can tell your grandkids about. And I said, wow. I knew I hit both of them pretty well, but I didn't know I hit over 400.
Well, I tell you what, Hobie, hitting off a couple of Hall of Famers like that with your little short little body and short arms, you probably went the opposite way a lot against those guys. But you were a great contact hitter. Tell me a little bit about your hitting approach back then.
Well, actually, although my lifetime batting average doesn't back up the fact that I thought I was a pretty good hitter. I think my lifetime batting average was something like .233. But as far as my approach, I hit 4 walk-off home runs. Hmm. 2 off of Spahn. I didn't hit a home run off of Gibson. I went 4-for-5 off of Gibson. But my approach was, it depended on the pitcher. If Sandy Koufax was pitching, I'd give him his curveball because I couldn't hit his fastball and his curveball. So I said, if you throw 3 curveballs over the plate, strike 3, nice going, Sandy. But I also, in a fan letter, was informed that I walked, in my career, I walked over 250 times, and I struck out over 180 times, and one of the few players in Major League history to do that. I don't know. I'm just taking the fans' word for it, but I didn't strike out much, and I didn't look for a base on ball. I just felt like if I could make contact, I'd do okay. I had some disadvantages in the fact that I didn't run real well, so the infielders could play a step or two deeper when I was to the plate. But it depended on what the pitcher's best pitches were as to what my approach was. But I thought I was a good hitter.
I'll tell you one thing, Hobie. They can never take it away from you. You caught Marichal in maybe one of the greatest games that he ever pitched. His opening day, his debut in Major League Baseball. And you caught him, and you almost nursed him through that no-hitter. So they'll never take that away. You also got 2 hits in the game.
Yeah, I know. I out-hit the Phillies.
Hobie, thank you so much for being on with us. Thank you.
You're the best, Hobie. You're the
best. You're so welcome, and thank you for having me.
Anytime, Hobie. You're always welcome.
Thank you. All right. That is Hobie Landon. How do you like that, Bill?
That's great. Those are conversations I have with him. I give him a call, and we just talk baseball. I tell you what he really likes, Marty, is hockey. He grew up as a Red Wing. He used to be the equipment manager of the Red Wings. He knows. He knew Gordie Howe, and he's got so many great hockey stories. I tell you what, Hobie Landry is one of the greatest friends of mine, and he's been so great to just talk to here and there. He's a good friend.
We've got some interviews with him in the archives. We'll pull out one of these days. But he was the American Legion Player of the Year. I mean, he was fabulous as a kid. And you know, Rogers Hornsby was his manager with the Reds and drove him crazy. And Hobie's got story after story. And they can never take this one away from him. He was the catcher of Marichal's debut in the major leagues. And we're lucky enough to have him on. And I'm glad that you could arrange that and that he's still part of your life.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Marty, for him to remember that, and he's saying the same thing you did, you know, when you were introducing him, and he was spot on with everything, even the base hit to right field and the curveball he threw. That's why when I called him and started talking, he goes, oh, I remember that game like yesterday. And I was like, perfect. And sure enough, he did. And that's the great things about when you talk about different players in different eras. You don't forget. And Hobie Landry is that kind of guy. He doesn't forget a lot of special moments in baseball.
No. Hey, you created something that came out this week, which is absolutely terrific for young people, for college players, high school players. And tell us a little bit about it, because I got to look at the website. It's really good.
Well, it all starts in fantasy camp. You've been down to fantasy camp. You see the coaches that I bring down. And over the last 14 years, I've had a lot of these guys been down there, you know, 10, 12 years. And I got to hear them coach and I got to hear them speak. And then I started talking to them about a year ago about doing something. Why don't we do something? And sure enough, in January, when my fantasy camp got pushed back to March, Joe Youngblood, Mark Davis, we got on the phone, and they said, come on, let's start something. You build it, Bill. We'll be your backbone. And I go, all right. So we started talking. And sure enough, Joe Youngblood, Mark Davis, Brian Harper, Gary Davenport, Eric Ortega. And when you talk about five guys like that, they all have experience in the minor leagues as well as the big leagues at the coaching level. So when they speak, there's different terminologies. There are different things that teach, and you can hear a lot of different scenarios of the game of baseball. So we started putting these videos together, have a host with them, so they kind of push them through. And we divide outfield into outfield responsibilities, verbal, nonverbal, positioning, angles. And Joel go on there for 45 minutes with a PowerPoint and discuss different things, different aspects of the game. Eric Ortega, who has been a trainer for the Giants for 15 years, will talk about shoulders and shoulder injuries and strengths and weaknesses, agility drills. So these are all learning classrooms. And we have them up there for 45 minutes, and some of them have gone over an hour, because when you get these guys chirping, they love to talk. And fabulous crew. Gary Davenport talks about infield and infield drills and talks about his dad a lot and some of the things that he learned from his dad, Jimmy. And then Brian Harper, who was a World Series champion with the Minnesota Twins. He was a manager in AAA. He was a AA catching coach. He was the catching coordinator with the Giants when Buster Posey came through AA. And he talks a couple stories of what Buster and he did in the bullpens, learning a different drill. So these are all great points to listen to as well as learn. And the website is bigleaguecoaching.pro. It just opened up on Monday. We have a lot of people looking at the website, getting some orders coming in. But I think once people understand what it is and see it and get their kids involved and coaches, I think that's what's really going to make this thing plateau. And, of course, you know, this time there's a lot of no leagues. There's no summer leagues. There's no fall leagues. But to improve your game, we do a lot of drills that you can improve your game on in your backyard with your dad, your brother, playing catch. Mark Davis and I break down pitching so well. And we talk about different drills to do and long toss and different arm strengthening tools. So these are all learning tools from the pros, and that's why they're from the big leagues. And these are things that these coaches have brought on to the videos to teach. And that's what this is all about. If baseball's going to come back, I want little leaguers, high school kids, college, to try to improve their game by themselves. If they don't have a team, take a classroom, learn from these guys. And these classrooms are phenomenal. And we started doing them in May. And by June, I was like, these are getting really well done. And sure enough, when we launched it, I'm getting all these videos coming in now, and I watch them, and I'm just like, these are sensational. It's like an academy of baseball. And we teach three every day, changes every day, and we kind of move them around. Go to bigleaguecoaching.pro, hit the calendar, and you'll see all the different classes we teach. And we go through Monday through Saturday. And jump on, take a class. And Marty, I know I'd love to shoot you one there, buddy, so you can see it. But you kind of get the gist, because you know these guys. You've been around these guys, and you've seen them coach. And when they speak, your attention comes right to them. So I'm really happy to have this group. I'm really happy to launch this site. And like I said, all Giant fans and baseball fans and kids alike, it doesn't matter how old you are, go to bigleaguecoaching.pro and pick a classroom and take a peek, and you'll enjoy it and come back.
Beautiful. Very good. Yeah, I remember Joel Youngblood, when he saw my swing, he said, look, if you just move your hands a little bit this way, I could get you to the big leagues. So I said, all right,
you must
Joel.
Have not moved your hands, huh?
I said, okay. Very good. Hey, listen, good. Great having you on, and we've had so much fun over this period of time. We go to stage two, hopefully. We'll be doing, obviously, pre-games next weekend. You'll be doing post-games, and we'll blend in a little bit. But who knows where it's going. But this, what a week this is going to be of baseball.
It sure is going to be exciting. I'm excited for Saturday and Sunday, and I'll join you a couple times. You join me a couple times. We'll flip-flop and keep the audience listening to both of us and keeping Giants baseball live on KNBR. And, Marty, I want to thank you for all the Saturdays with Ron Wotus. We had a ball. Those are some great stories, some great shows, and I want to thank you for letting me join you in all these Saturdays, and I'm looking forward to working with you throughout the season.
Yeah, good stuff. Bill, thanks so much, and thanks for getting Hobie on today. All right, have a good night. Thank you. All right, that is Bill Lasky. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.